Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, November 11th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.3% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, the U.S. 10-year yield is steady at 1.55% after a backup on Wednesday following a strong U.S. CPI reading. European rates are firmer. The dollar extended gains after rallying on Wednesday. Crude is flat to slightly lower. Gold is up. Cryptocurrencies are steady. Inflation concerns remain in focus following recent data. A Bloomberg article highlighted recent moves in bond markets as representing a challenge to the transitory nature of inflation narrative used by most central banks. Asia saw some positive news countering inflationary headwinds as Evergrande was said to have made a bond payment deadline, again avoiding default. Also, on the geopolitical front, a modest thaw in China-U.S. relations as a flurry of headlines crossed featuring a deal to increase cooperation to tackle climate change. On the macro data front, Australia employment unexpectedly contracted and the jobless rate rose by more than expected. Japan wholesale price inflation came in higher than expected. And in focus in Europe, UK GDP, as the pace of growth slowed in Q3. Nothing of note on today's US macro calendar. On the corporate front, Didi Chuxing is indicating it will open more than 5% higher, as Reuters reports the company is preparing to relaunch its apps in China as the Beijing probe is nearing conclusion. Beyond Meat is indicating it will open close to 20% lower following a post-close earnings release on Wednesday. Disney, also a post-close earnings reporter, is indicating down more than 4%. In M&A news, Cooper Companies is set to acquire Generate Life Sciences for $1.6 billion. And Bloomberg reports an NG-led consortium is nearing a deal to acquire renewables producer Eolia. A busy day of earnings releases in Europe. Siemens and Delivery Hero are slightly higher post-earnings, while Merck and Burberry are lower, with Burberry down more than 8%. On the earnings front in North America, CAE and Tapestry are due to report pre-open. Cogeco, among the names due to report post-close. Asian equities finished mixed on Thursday. Greater China, the regional outperformer, with both Shanghai and Hong Kong supported by property plays. Japan also stronger as the yen weakened. The rest of the region was mostly negative. The Wall Street Journal reported the PBOC is considering opening a pathway for financially strained property firms to unload projects by allowing buyers, likely to be state-owned firms, to take over the assets without having the project's associated debt affect their own debt ratios. The potential move would represent a calibration rather than a change of the broader policy aimed at reining in real estate speculation. European equity markets open lower but are trading mostly mixed. Focus in the region this morning on UK GDP figures, which came in below expectations. Central bank policy also in focus as inflationary concerns continue. The ECB Economic Bulletin was published this morning, and it largely echoed the October policy meeting, saying the euro area economy continues to recover strongly, although momentum has moderated. And the ECB's Holtzman, a known policy hawk, said late Wednesday that he expects inflation to be above 2% throughout 2022. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Thursday, November 11th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.